Hello, I'm Heather Smith and I'm a fellow of the ACCA, and I've run a digital practice for over a decade out of my handbag. In this podcast, I'll be talking about practical tips on how to continue running your accounting practice remotely. It's essential all client data and company data is kept private and accessed securely. While navigating these turbulent challenges, cyber criminals will try to exploit gaps in security. Talk to IT support to ensure adequate measures are in place. Look for solutions like Practice Protect that wraps a security layer around the business. Once it's rolled out, remote workers log in using a single password to access their workspace. Passwords to different areas are hidden, so the user never knows individual passwords, and their access can be tagged to an IP address and easily turned off when they leave. To stay connected, improve morale, and help team members feel less isolated, use online communication tools like Slack, Microsoft Teams, or Twist. They provide areas to have conversations organized by topic. Throw in a microphone and a webcam and enjoy the experience of voice or video calls. Keep the channels of communication with clients open during these uncertain times. Pick up the phone and call them to understand what their concerns are and how you can support them. An accountant I know is sending short informative video updates to her client base every couple of days and posting it on her website and socials. She uses Loom, which records her screen, voice, and face to create an instant shareable video. For virtual meetings, conferences, and webinars, I use Zoom with a Z. It enables me to engage face-to-face with the person I'm meeting with. It also has the option to record sessions. Explore creating educational webinars as a giveaway, as an economical product to sell, or to train clients on new processes and tools they may need to implement due to changes in work processes. For collaborative business tools, look to Google G Suites or Microsoft Office. I find my clients work across both solutions, so I feel I need to be across both too. Google Suites, especially Google Docs, is an excellent tool for online collaboration, as we can all access and work on the same document. However, I prefer my original writing to happen in Microsoft Word. I like the cleanliness of Microsoft Outlook, though the Outlook file size gets huge and slows me down, so I stopped using it altogether. I now only use Gmail. I find Gmail works seamlessly across my laptop, computer, and mobile phone. It's important to me that my remote workspace looks the same and has access to the same information as my static workspace. If your current practice environment is paper-based and you need to pivot to working remotely, there are a few areas to be tackled: e-signatory, client paperwork, and document management. E-signatory, or electronic signing, enables contracts and documents to be sent, signed, and securely stored online. Look to Adobe Sign, DocuSign, or Hello. A bills and receipt scanning solution like Receipt Bank, Easy Bills, or Lightyear can aid in the collection of client paperwork, extracting accounts payable data, and pushing PDFs and relevant data through to the client's online accounting solution. For other practice paperwork, ideally you'll move it to an online document management solution, which enables remote teams to easily create, edit, store, and search for documents. However, as you may be time restricted, perhaps implement what's best for the short term. Identify what paperwork you're likely to need in the next few weeks or months and scan those documents as a priority. Plan to revisit and review what needs to happen to older documents as part of your complete long-term document management strategy. The current need for everyone to work remotely is an opportunity to talk to clients about moving to an online accounting solution like Xero or QuickBooks Online. This enables both you and them to access their data remotely. Plus, if you're moving them off Microsoft Excel, it has several useful features like automatic bank feeds, management reports, and the ability to connect with numerous other business apps, streamlining workflow and improving efficiencies. When your clients are using cloud accounting solutions, their data is up to date and connects into reporting and business intelligence solutions, so you're better positioned to assist them with cash flow forecasting and scenario planning. Which brings me to an important point. You might find you're choosing a lot of these online tools quite quickly. There are several things for you to consider when selecting them. Accessibility of data during and at the end of the subscription. alternative options in the market, approved partnerships, availability of support, capacity to grow and shrink with the business, cost, implementation and ongoing, feature set, future feature timeline, integration with accounting platforms, integration offered with other solutions, peer reviews, pricing, relationship with clients, reporting and analytical options, security over data, and the vision of the solution. For me, support available is the number one consideration, followed closely by peer reviews. It's unusual times and we're going through this together and we need to be here for one another. Reach out to your fellow accountants to share your concerns and insights and find out how they are navigating running their practice remotely.